live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Asylum seekers will be housed in disused military bases, ferries and barges under government plans to reduce the spending on hotels. Rishi Sunak has defended the level of funding allocated to the Ministry of Defence to rebuild ammunition stockpiles, which have been run down by the war in Ukraine.
I would make the general observation as well, I wouldn't necessarily see it as a negative that our own stockpiles have been drawn down, for the simple fact that if you think about what are those weapons for, I mean, they were ultimately there to degrade and deter primarily a Russian aggression, they are being used to do exactly that.
Vernon Kay says Paul O'Grady was always a joy to be around and described the presenter as one of the best in an online tribute after Paul O'Grady unexpectedly but peacefully died on Tuesday evening. And Great Ormond Street Hospital Children's Charity has launched its biggest ever fundraising appeal to raise £300 million for a new world-leading cancer centre. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Georgia Collins.
At Tesco Mobile, we're a little bit and a little bit. We call it Supermarket Mobile. It's why we offer helpful extras like family perks, where you can get club car points to save on your shopping or even more data. This is super helpful mobile. This is Supermarket Mobile. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Requires 2+ subscription, maximum of 5 on the same account, allocated once per month, activation up to 48 hours. Full details at tescomobile.com/perks.
Colourful, coming up next, colourful, the business colourful, mix colourful, on Colourful Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sayed Amouji. Believe it or not, your next trip to the toilet could save your life. If you receive an NHS bowel cancer screening kit in the post, you should complete it as soon as possible. You do it privately at home by following a few simple steps. Just a tiny sample detects signs of cancer before you notice anything wrong. If you're sent a bowel cancer screening kit, put it by the loo, don't put it off. For more information, visit nhs.uk/bowel-screening.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, colourful.com and apps. This is Colourful Radio.
Your cast, last. Everybody go to breakfast. Shayo. Man. Shayo. Oh. Choco Power for the result. Nothing to discuss. Cause I take when by default and without any doubt. I'm a me, I be a doubt. I no go feed the girl. I'm a mind that's with the talk. I put my life into my job and I know. Manipulate my love, oh. I know holy, and I know that kept, oh. Like the Baba Frayo, my ayo, don't cry, oh. Soboma, I dey try to buy moto, want Toyota Corolla. My feelings been dey swing like Django Lover. Feelings been dey swing like Django Lover. Now you crash your Ferrari for Lekki Bona. Now so much to remake, could have been all over. My feelings today swing like Django Lover. Feelings today swing like Timbani Kachu. I'm a white dog in Fenisu. Why you say I did nothing for you when I for do anything you want? Breakfast, I have to say.
friend. On you I can depend. You take me away from the pain, and you bring me paradise. When I have cloudy days, you brought sunshine in my life.
It never occurred
to me the first time I saw your face. I would fall so deep in love that your love can be replaced.
Business mix.
Colorful radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and a very good evening to you all. Welcome to the Business Mix. Another week has gone by, and my name is still Chrissy.
And welcome to the Business Mix. I'm Rachel, and thank you for joining us yet again as we join you and keep you company on this entrepreneurial journey and just bring you the best in all things Black business. How are you, Chris?
I'm beautiful and fabulous. Let me say that. I've been good. Thank you, my dear. I have been tremendously good. Just keeping it going.
Wonderful.
How about you? What's happening?
Been out and about. Been out and about. I was out and about with you. Actually, I was out and about with this young, dashing gentleman who is about to take over our show. Can you guess who I'm talking about?
I wonder.
It is the man.
That's right.
Man of the moment, Mr. Paul Muhammad.
Thank you.
Creator, founder, and inspirator of the Money Mob.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. All of you, just you can see you got your glow on. Keep it going in regards to that young. I mean, literally, I'm about a year away before becoming a senior citizen. Those kind of young kind of things, but that's what I want to hear.
What? You're a senior citizen at 35 now?
But it's that old adage, isn't it? Black don't crack, man. I'm telling you.
Absolutely. So where did we meet up this week? Where were we? What did we do?
We were at the London Chamber of Commerce, there for a press launch that was really hosted by Dr. Carlton Brown he's very, 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 very astute businessman, serious young fella who has established the Mama Brown brand, but also he's the man who wrote the Black Business Report, and he will be now. We were really there to kind of launch the second UK Black Entrepreneurs Conference, yes, which will be in July. As I said, okay, it was mostly press as well as podcasters, influencers, and so on and so forth. Very, very, very nice event. He gave us a bit of a taste of how the day is going to happen, and also he mentioned about deck that's going to be letting young entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs to have access to other markets.
Yeah, the pitching.
Big brands, what have you. So it'll be a pitching desk. That's right. Yeah. You have a pitching desk where you're going to be pitching with renowned professionals. And as I said, you will get a chance to have your product.
Can I reel off some of the names that we were given?
Indeed, so please.
This is no small thing. This is you'll have access to some of the major national and international retailers. So you mentioned Tesco's, mm-hmm. You mentioned Selfridges, Wakuda, Nathaniel, who we've had on the show a couple of months back, Black Farmer, Cotswold Fair, wholesalers, retailers. Last year, oh my gosh, this is amazing. But this year, yeah, it's going to be a big thing. So yeah, I would say if you are a Black British entrepreneur, number one, you need to be there because the people in the room, we've got Lords. We've got MBEs, OBEs, we've got them all. And I'm saying it's my thing. But if you're there, you will have access to these people. And number two, if you are a product-based business and you're looking to get from your kitchen shelves into store shelves, absolutely, you need to apply to be there and get talking and get networking with some of these household names.
Absolutely. Going to be a serious one. I know that tickets are practically sold out already.
Wow.
So you're going to, as I said,
and it's in July.
Huh?
It's in July,
but tickets are more or less sold out already. Ooh. So you will have to maybe phone a friend. But no, don't phone a friend. You're going to have to really hope and pray. I'm telling you, because literally tickets are pretty much all sold out.
I mean, and, there is a rumour going around. Can't confirm or deny, but you may hear some familiar voices and see some familiar faces.
Indeed.
But I can't say anymore.
You can't say anymore.
Yeah, that's it. We'll see. Right, well, it's okay. Part one of our favourite times of the month where we get taken over by, as we said, Mr. Paul. Always a great pleasure to find out who you've got on the show. Yeah. And I guess we're handing over to you. Take it away.
I'm looking forward to this one.
Well, again, welcome. My name is Paul Muhammad. And for those of you who've lived under a rock, I am the founder of Buy Black crowdfunding movement called the Money Mob. Money Mob is all about supporting Black business using group economics. We target businesses usually by referrals. And then on a day and time, we mob that business. Usually what we do is, you know, everyone that comes down, it could be 10, it could be 110 people. Everyone has to spend no less than £10 per person. And in that way, we are able to really galvanize financially directly to that business. But more importantly, we want to make sure that people are aware of who that business are, their story, you know, what they do, what products they sell. And more important, where exactly are they based? Marketing promotion is so important today, and it is something that we try to do and do, you know, wholeheartedly. So this part of the show, they said, is sponsored by Become Talks Cards, and we're going to be speaking with the founder real soon. But look, usually I always start off with what I have been doing over the month of March, and I'll be honest with you, I can't even start mentioning all of the things that I've been doing because, as I said, I'd probably need a couple of shows to do that. So we'll just kind of quickly go through a couple. Now, for those of you who are in the Southeast London area, I'm telling you, you have to, if you haven't been to the Black Culture Market, which is in the department store, which is located, just nestled on Ferndale Road, I believe, you are living under a rock. It happens every quarter. I've got a big up Janine, the founder, and it is literally a marketplace that is spread over 2 days, a Saturday and a Sunday, about multiple brands. I think there must have been about 40, 45 brands that were actually a part of the marketplace. And I had a chance to speak to feature a few. There's one called ABC Reggae Book that I really, really, really like. And this particular book, you open up the book, it will go through those reggae stars that are really classic reggae stars who are like bebop, skank, what have you, and what you can do, you every single artist will have a QR code. You go in and it'll take you straight to the records that they actually produce. Really fantastic book, and it is one of those, again, if you know, for those of you who, you know, we have children as well as ourselves, as an adult, I think it'd be a very, very important book to get. So as I said, it's the ABC Reggae Book. Please go to ABC_Reggae Book in their Instagram and just check their LinkedIn, and that will send you into their market. The next brand, and this brand I love, is headed by a young, beautiful young lady called Bami, it is a luxury premium leather accessory brand. She hand stitched all of the apparel. She's got, I mean, the leather wear. I mean, I'm talking about like the kind of bags that you would see on Bond Street, or them big, you know, those. That's the kind of level. And this young lady is on. She also does jewelry. She also now does apparel. So as I said, please check her out. And it's www.bami.com. The next one was Oluyemi Jewelry. Now she, oh my God, some of her jewelry pieces are they're lovely, really, really lovely pieces. They have the kind of the Benin bronze kind of thing. There's kind of the tribal heads, some beautiful intricate gold as well as silver jewelry. Very, very nice, very tasteful. And again, a young lady, I think, got a big future. If you get a chance, please check her out. And it's www.olay, spelled olayemi.com. Jewelry, sorry, .com. And then finally, Cocoa Crafts. So it's always lovely to see our people from Cocoa Crafts. big up my man Nana and some of his pieces. He's just kind of growing from strength to strength. He sells like accessories, and there's bags, there's fans, there's t-shirts, as well as art pieces and beautiful paintings that he has on offer. A lot of these handmade, straight from Ghana. Again, if you get a chance, please check out his brand. I know he's usually there at the Black Culture Market. So as I said, if you get a chance, go and check him out. It's www.kokocrafts, spelled K-O-K-O, crafts with a K, .com. And just to let you know, the next market will be, I think, the 3rd and the 4th of June. So please check out that culture market. Moving on swiftly. I didn't know until recently there was a black fish and chip shop in London. So I took myself all the way from Southeast London down to Harrow-on-Weald. To a fish bar called the Every Fish Bar. They're located at 2 Manor Parade, Harrow, Weald, and that's H-A-1-2-J. I had a nice piece of little fish. No, I didn't have no fish because I don't have fish. I had some chips and I had a nice little planting. I know it's a kind of funny kind of mix, but you know what? I said, you know what? Well, let's do something different. So that's what I had. So please, if you get a chance, if you're in that kind of West London area or you're going with a little Aviva party, go and check them out. And it's Every Fish Bar that's in Harrow and Wills. And as I said, yes, we talked about it earlier. We were down at the London Chamber of Commerce. Big up again to Dr. Carlton Brown. Big up to Nicola Millerton, who I know she was dealing with MDP and organising, everything. I know our people doing some serious things. So now we have we're coming to that kind of time. I've had the pleasure of speaking to this young lady. She is an international dancer, but also she is the founder of these serious life cards, I will call them, and I want to introduce her, Miss Caramel Soldier. Good morning, good afternoon, my sister. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. Thank you ever so much for having me on your takeover show, and to the ladies also for having me on your show. So.
Indeed. So please just give us a brief kind of introduction of who Caramel is.
Okay. Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning, as you say. So my name is Caramel Soldier, and I am a creative entrepreneur, producer, teacher, lover of life, basically. The brand Caramel Soldier is all about earning your stripes in life. So it's knowing thyself, interdependency and progression. So you do that in everything you do. You always earn your stripes. And that's what I go through when I'm doing my ventures. So most of my ventures that I do is all about mainly progression and how we as a melanated community can move forward within this today's time. So that's me. And you mentioned that I do dance. Yes, that is my main career, as it were. I've danced for artists such as Whitney Houston. I did that at the MTV European Awards many years ago, but that was a great experience. I've taught at the Broadway Dance Center for a semester in New York. One of my big highlights was teaching at the Debbie Allen Studios in a summer camp in LA. So that was, I just stood there most of the time just going, every time she walked in the room, just gawking. She's like, are you here to teach? Oh, yeah, I am. I am here to teach. So that's my dancing career. And then I've kind of moved on from that and I've doing a lot more teaching and creating dance educational programs in regards to the let's say the street dance or hip hop umbrella, mainly on a social side. So it's not just about the dance moves. It's more about the community, the music, what brings us together, how it connects us all. So one of my ventures is a dance called Heart Dance, which is a social dance. And again, it's just about connecting people together again. So you dance in a circle in partners, and then a bit like line dancing, we call out the moves, simple moves, and you do the moves with the partner, and then you switch to the next partner in the circle, or you go backwards and switch to the next person in the circle. So again, just some fun, but it really gets people together, and it's intergenerational. So we've had like mums and their children dancing together, and friends, and you know, so it's great. So yeah, that's okay. Where we're at right now.
Fantastic. But look, we're going to get into your new venture, which is Become Talks Cards. It's almost a living card game, where you literally, you know, we'll probably use in social circles. Please just give us an idea, you know, of exactly you know, what the cards do, just in case I've got it all mixed up.
No. Hit it on the nail. So Become Talk Cards are discussion cards. And again, they were created for our community to get together and have meaningful conversations. But the I guess the ethos is and the mission at the moment, I am on a mission to normalize 1 million conversations within the community around the topics of health, wealth, relationship, and identity. So these themes have come about because in discussions that I've had and we had online within groups, even though, yes, we all talk about our wealth and our health, et cetera, the table in a family unit, it doesn't really get discussed. Maybe now in the newer generations, but my generation, like, I never really had conversations with my family in regards to finance and what that looks like and how I want to move forward with that and how we come together with generational wealth. It's more prevalent now, but back then, you know, it was like, we don't have those conversations. Pocket money, what? You know, and then, you know, the other ones, so health, again, yes, we do talk about certain things, but things that maybe are more personal to self. Again, I had to find that out for myself, which it's not a sad story. You know, many people have had to do that. But I think the time that we're in now, it definitely needs to be discussed a lot more so we know where we're at and how we can move forward.
Okay. So, Caramel, when was the brand actually created?
The cards and the me deciding I'm going to go forward with this was last year, June. But this year is really the year that I've said, right, this million conversation has to happen. So if you want to say maybe this year.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. And what's the philosophy, Ben? Because I mean, you've actually mentioned specific kind of areas. So, you know, give us a bit of an idea in regards to, you know,
general philosophy. The philosophy kind of crosses over with my brand, Caramel Soldier, and then the Become Talk Cards. So the Know Thyself, the Interdependency, and the Progression is my stripes that I earn. But with the cards, using health, wealth, relationship, and identity, there are three ways that you can approach using these cards. So the first one is to know thyself, which is a single narrative where you can take each subject and self-journal. So the cards actually ask you, there's 10 topics within the cards, within these main themes, and then there's three questions within those topics. So you can ask yourself these questions, journal it, answer the question, and then come back to it. So last month in February, I did a self-reflection with the cards. So I picked out random cards, answered random questions, wrote down those answers, had a solution to what I wanted to do with it. And then in 3 months' time, I'm going to go back and revisit those answers and see where I'm at from there. So that's the first kind of way that you can approach the cards, and its philosophy is to obviously get to know thyself a lot better. The second one is interdependency. So you can have these discussions, obviously, a one-on-one with somebody or in a personal group, your family group, or even like a business to business. So somebody else that is doing another project that you feel, you know, we can do a collaboration. Well, let's have a discussion in regards to where our mindset is on these subjects. So that's interdependency. And then progression is the cards can also be played in a or asked in a community. So again, if you're doing a project in a certain area, it's like an icebreaker, right? So you don't have to just go straight in and go, this is what I want to do and blah, blah, blah. Let's have a conversation. And so you can see where people's mindsets are in regards to how you move forward with the project.
Okay, fantastic. This is probably like a double barrel question. One, okay, what would be the best use for a family gathering setting or a friends group setting? And then the second question is, what's the feedback so far since you've actually introduced the cards?
Okay, so I think what I'll do, if it's okay with you, I'll just show you the cards so you can get a better idea as well. So there's basically, I'll put them all. So it's a deck of cards. You get them all like this and they're all split up. So you get how to use the cards real quick. So the first thing, the main thing about the cards for me is these cards tell you or give you ideas of how you can set up your space. So even before you start having a conversation, you need to make sure that your environment is safe enough for people to be able to, one, come in and be open, but then also, two, they can leave the space knowing that they've left it safely. Mm-hmm. The questions are thought-provoking. So it's not just a case of, oh, yeah, let's just have some fun and answer some questions. They're thought-provoking in regards to, okay, where are we going next with this? So in regards to how to use the cards, we set it up with house rules. So on the house rules, I don't know if you can see that there.
You just give us an idea, what they look like, yeah.
Yeah. So you get your house rules. Somebody would, I guess, be the facilitator to start it off with. So everybody's on the same page. So they know what the house rules are, things like respect.
And you'll have the card with the house rules, yeah.
Yeah, so they're there to, you can pass it around even if people would rather read it themselves. So, and then having a method of the way that you want to approach the cards. So in regards to active listening, or have you heard of the Indian talking stick?
Vaguely.
Okay, so the Indian talking stick is whoever has the stick is the only person that can talk within the group. However, the traditional way is whoever has that stick is the only person that can talk, but they don't pass the stick on until they feel like they've been understood by everybody in that group or that conversation. So if they don't, and even if it's just one person, you would then keep going until. But it's not just a case of just repeating the same thing. It's now learning how to active listen for that person that's listening to the explanation. But then the person who's talking has to readjust or find different ways of how to communicate to that person before they move on. And then obviously, if you are in a group, you can make that decision of the group can come in and support those two so we can move on to the next question, if that makes sense.
So
So I was just going to say, so those are how to use the cards before you start. And then they're all set. So you've got your health cards, and there's 10 of them. So 10 topics, and then you get three questions within those topics. Your identity, your relationships.
Cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And your wealth cards.
Cards, right.
And we have one other card section, which is called the breakers.
Okay.
And so the breakers are 10, again, ideas of how you can ice break a situation, break up a tension situation, or close a situation. Because having these conversations, they are triggering, some of them are, or some people do get triggered. And so it's just nice to have some tools there that can be like, okay, well, do you know what? Let's just take a 5-minute break and do a bit of journaling. Or let's have a 5-minute break and put some music on. So that person is not just recycling, exactly trying to express themselves and feel like they're not getting anywhere. Mm-hmm. Take that minute to take a break and we can come back at it at a later time. I just want to give one example that I love about the breaker cards. One of them is your native tongue. So with this, it just says, tell your story in a language of your heritage, even if you don't think you know it, and even if it means using a very limited vocabulary or just sounds. So again, it's that way of how you can express yourself in that safe space. And it doesn't necessarily, you don't feel like you have to be like everybody else. And I have to speak like this. And I'm going to be me. And this is how I express myself. I'm going to take time out to do it my way. So again, learning how to communicate with your unit or whoever you're with at the time. And even with self as well, understanding that sometimes the way I express myself is no more talking, let's put some music on and I'm just going to freak out for a bit. Just let that out. And that's the way that I communicate and want to express myself.
Okay, fantastic. So, I mean, your overall idea of, you know, what are we looking to produce in regards to the community? What's the grand vision?
So the grand vision is at the, I'm taking 5 years. So by 2028, I need to have these, I would like to have these million conversations documented. So I'm working on an app. I'm talking to a lot of technical bods to see how that could be done accessibly as well. So everybody has a chance. And like I said, again, it's intergenerational. So whereas somebody might be comfortable journaling, you know, the youths are more like, well, where's my phone? Like, where's the app? So we want to be able to have these conversations in any kind of medium, as it were. So that's the grander vision, to be able to do that. But where it stops for me, or not stops, but I would feel I've achieved my million conversation, is with this conversation caption. It's an archive, it's a database of our story. So the quote, until the lion learns to write, the hunter will always be glorified in the story. And I want to literally shift that paradigm for the lions to start to write, so we tell our story. So if it could go on when it goes on a government level, instead of them saying, well, you know, data shows that blah, 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 but it's from their perspective, we can say, actually, we've got a whole database or vault of our stories, of how we do it, of how we, you know, and what is real in this time at this moment. So you can get the data from that. You can get the information from that. So we're telling our truth, basically. Okay. So that's the big vision at the end.
Okay. And I mean, literally now getting down to the last parts. I mean, what's been the feedback that you've been getting from people who've been a part of it?
It's been great, and it's because I've only really just started. Uh-huh. I feel kind of unprepared, because I'm like, oh, I wish I had this to give you already. I wish I had the app set up so we could, you know, continue this conversation. So it's a lot of waiting on people to get back with feedback, or me having to follow up. But when they do, you know, the main thing is, we need this in our society. I wish I had this when I was a bit younger. Uh-huh. There are I'd love to do a question with all of you if brilliant. But the questions that are they pick, or you know, have come up, they've just been like, yeah, I'll have to come back to you with this one, or let me have this conversation with such and such. And yeah, so people are excited about it who I have had these conversations with. But like I said, it's just now I've got to really get this conversation captured, so we can start sharing these stories as well, because the answers that you get from people, the feedback you get, I'm like, wow, I never thought about it that way. And I'm going to try and, you know, put it in there that way. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking, and I'd love to ask if you want to pick a subject. So we have health, relationship, wealth, and identity. What topic would you choose, ladies?
Ooh, we get to choose. We'll let Paul choose because it's his show. He's taking
all right, all right. Okay, so I'm the one I did the wealth first. All right. Wealth.
I knew you were going to choose that. That's why I didn't say Paul. Not a problem. These are conversations we need to have. Okay, just stop me when you're like, oh, that sounds interesting. So we have my money goals, journey to financial security, the black tax, secure the bag, my money story, income streams, the wealth gap, price. Wealth gap.
I like that one.
Okay, right. Here we go. So there's three questions, but I'll ask the first question. So how do you create wealth?
How do I create wealth? By creating multiple streams of income.
Okay. So before we, can I just ask, when I asked the question to you, what was your interpretation of that?
I thought it was just, I think it was a direct question.
Okay. So the reason why I asked that is just because with the cards, yes, they are thought-provoking, but you can then approach it from different angles.
Right.
Yeah, so again, what is wealth to you? So you can even start there. You don't have to go straight in, what do you think wealth is? Is it your health? Is it money? Is it...
Exactly.
You know, so we're not just... It's not straightforward questions. Let's have a conversation about why do you think health is your wealth? You know... So it's not just, you can drag it out as much, you can make it as big as you want or deep as you want and as small as you want. So, okay, so you've said multiple streams of income. We won't go too deep because obviously this is just an example.
Yeah, I think it's time to go to Christine and Rachel now.
Okay, well, can I then ask the next question to say Christine then? So in regards to how do you create wealth, how do you keep wealth? And what is wealth to you?
Oh, gosh. Well done. Thanks, Paul. No, so how do I keep wealth? So I think it's just having a plan. It goes back to what does wealth look like to you? And I was going to say wealth is a variety of things. It's how my health. It's about family. It's about success. It's about all of this. So it's about, I guess, to keep it is about striving. It's about, working towards those goals in yourself. Gosh, put me on the spot.
It's exactly that. I was thinking the same thing. It's not just one thing, you know. There's many different facets that come into play. And I love the fact that you said about, you know, planning straight off the bat. You were like... It's that planning. So how could I ask you, like, maybe three things that would help you plan? Because then that if I didn't know, or I was really intrigued about what you said, how would I go about that? Like, what are the things that I would need to keep that plan in place?
Oh, so I've learned to kind of scribble, write things, talking to, I guess, my units about what do I do next and how do I go about this, and also having those kind of accountability partners as well, sometimes, maybe. And sharing that plan also helps with certain things, because then someone's always going, oh, how are you doing with that? And that's how, I guess that's what comes out of my head.
And again, for me, it's like, sometimes you do need to be accountable. So you can have these great plans, et cetera, but if you don't talk to somebody, you don't see the bigger picture. Because they can turn around and say, that's a great idea, but actually right now that's not going to work because of X, Y, and Z. So you are learning again to keep the consistency of how you would plan to keep your wealth.
Yes.
So thank you. And so then the last question, Rachel, I'd love to ask to you, with all the answers that have been given so far, how do you share wealth? Or do you share wealth?
How do I share wealth? It's interesting. Okay, so for me, my wealth is about my gift and the talents that I've been blessed with. That's always the starting of my wealth. journey and how I think about it. So for me, it's about sharing my knowledge, my skills, my limited wisdom with other people, and especially those who are younger, because for me, that's a part of, you know, I'm not so sure, I'm a back and forth. I'm not so sure whether individuals are supposed to keep wealth. I'm a bit of a 50-50 on that. Actually, it's something that we're supposed to share. We're supposed to hand down. It's a legacy. We're giving it to us for a time to create more. So for me, it's about having, as Chrissy said, a plan in place. So how am I passing on what is wealth to me to somebody else? Or even how do I pass on how I found my kind of areas of wealth, and how can I help somebody else find theirs?
Right.
It is financials, obviously finances have to do with it, but you need to know how are you going to create that wealth. And that's the really precious, I guess, or valuable thing.
Brilliant. Thank you for your answer. And so with these cards, like everything, there's something that you can take from everybody, right? So with Paul, it's definitely the different streams of income. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then the cards are solution driven. So it's, we can have a deep conversation and, oh my gosh, yeah, we've done some reasoning, but what are we doing next? How do we document that? How do we move forward? So that, like I said, in February, I asked these kind of questions, went deep with them, noted them down, and I'm going to revisit them in 3 months' time to check myself. Yeah, but you could do that with a partner. You could do that with your unit, et cetera, et cetera. So we've got the seven different streams. We've got the accountability of asking for, in regards to what Christina said, going out there, making sure that you're on the right level and get that support to help you. And then the resource that, or the wealth that you are going to share, what does that look like? Because then the continuous cycle happens. So writing those things down. So that's basically what the cards are about, with all different, with the four different themes, in how, one way of how you could use it. It could just literally be a games night. It could be, I've used it on somebody that I was trying to get to know. They went to wealth too, but we had deep conversations and it was actually like, I don't know if I'm there like that. So maybe we need to talk more in that department, you know? So just giving you a range of how the cards can be used and where they can be used and what they can be used for. Mm-hmm. Again, just last one, my niece, that's like pulling teeth at the moment, but I want to have these conversations, not necessarily because I want to know her business, but I just want to know where her mind is at. She's only 15. So, and sometimes we don't even end up doing the questions, but just saying, mm-hmm. All right, let's do this, my cards. We're just having a conversation. Mm-hmm. So that's just building that connection and strengthening that. And like I said, it's more about seeing where her mindset is at and navigating through this world right now.
Okay. Well, look, we're now coming to kind of closing down now to the last part. Please let our viewers and our listeners know where can we contact you in regards to, the cards and how can we contact Caramel Soldier?
Okay, well, you can, I'm on Instagram and LinkedIn, Caramel Soldier. So just type that in. I think at the moment I'm still the only one on LinkedIn. So I'll pop up. So you can contact me there. With the cards, again, in Instagram, they're on. So it's Become Talk Cards. We have becometalkcards.com, and that will go to the shop because I have these as a product and they're ready to go, so you can get your cards as well. I also facilitate, so you can contact, my email is earnyourstripes@thecaramelsoldier.com. So if you'd like me to come down, well, there's a team of us, there's a few different people that will facilitate a session for you in how you can use the cards. If you have an event, we can come down and do a few icebreakers with your clients or, you know, your participants. And I think that's it. So it's the email to contact me, and the website is either Caramel Soldier, thecaramelsoldier.com, or becometalkcards.com where you can then purchase and get in contact if you want to.
Fantastic. Well, look, this is the last question now, and it's the Molly Mop question, and it's Caramel. If you were given one wish, what would that one wish be in the Black community?
The one wish would be, for me, it's a mind shift, it's a paradigm shift, the understanding, the truth of what it is. For my learning so far, there's a lot of things that we've been blindsided as a community, as a whole. Let's lift the veil. That's the wish. Lift the veil and shift the paradigm.
Fantastic. Caramel, it has really been a pleasure. Real pleasure. I have no doubt we will be, contacting you more. And as I said, again, thank you so much. I think, become Talks Card will be, something special.
Thank you. And can I just shout out to all my matriarchs? Please, 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 I'm asking you to help me get the cards, have these conversations with your community, and then let me know where we're at. That's my one shout out. So
that's fine. I was going to ask, how are you recording these conversations? How are you kind of ticking them off, and so you're nearly reaching that goal of yours?
Yeah, at the moment, it's just literally whoever buys them, it is a case of them coming back to me and just saying, giving the feedback, or we have that conversation. But like I said, right at the beginning, any technical bods out there that has an idea of how I can start recording or capturing these conversations, welcome. Please contact me. Yeah.
Okay. Tech bods. Hear the call out.
There we go. Thank you.
A very specific professional name. Tech bods. Get in touch. I know. We get it.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Thank you Paul, as always bringing a really interesting and dynamic guest onto the show, so we're always grateful. Thank you, Paul. Caramel, thank you so much for joining us this morning, this afternoon, this evening, wherever you're listening. So thank you once again, guys.
More than welcome, and all the best thank you.
Thanks, Rachel, it's come to that time when we're having fun. Time just flies by.
It does. I hope everyone remember to put their clocks forward. If not, you've been running behind for the past few days. Again, until next week,
guys, keep it colourful because there's more coming on. See you next week.
Colourful, colourful,
the business colourful, mix. Colourful radio.
La misère m'a désarmé. T'es t'as dit faux mouille, j'crois que j'aurais dû faire l'armée. J'garde mes zinc près de moi, que ça qui me fait du bien. J'garde mes zinc près de moi, que ça qui me fait du bien. Trop d'haineux, trop d'envieux, trop de suceurs, j'comprends pas. Pourtant j'faisais bien. Donc sur un coup de tête, j'ai niqué l'ancien manager avec CG1, mais j'parle pas l'anglais. Pour moi c'est chelou, dans la zone tout le monde devient fou. Au fond je m'en bats les couilles, au fond chacun sa route. J'ai voulu faire le bon, mais toi tu m'as pris pour un con. Donc je vais te charcler comme à Londres, je vais te charcler comme à Londres. Ici la sincérité ça pue sa mère, le maïs je le vois mort. C'est léger t'inquiète on pèse, c'est léger t'inquiète on pèse. Je lui ai foutu un coup de rein, un deuxième coup de rein, j'ai laissé dans l'hôtel. Mais toi elle te voit comme un pêcheur, t'es revenu quand elle t'a déjà.
Over in England, or France, we do not. Over in London or Paris, we do not sit on the fence. I got BBS diamonds on as I sit in the trench. And I think that's where I'm from, we did have to sleep with it. Off head, I don't know my mobile number, but I still know my prison one. How can I forget about that band though, when I basically lived in one? I still can't go to Michigan, even though I made all this bread, this pain. Told little broski, work his aim, don't go to no civilian. When I act like comedians, That's two in a ding dong, trying to blend in like chameleons. Make fly in the evening. They want we bring seasoning. She got bad from a ting with a beaner. She went sleep on the cheapest ting. Yo, all this time in France, but I still can't speak French. Yo, I told Kobalada to come to London, let's link and ends. It's only right that we live it large. Want us living less. Back on that sweatbox, cutting through Inverness.
You see, la société, ça pue sa mère. L'humain est chelou à mort. C'est léger, t'inquiète, ton pèse. C'est léger, t'inquiète, ton pèse. Je lui ai foutu un coup de rein, un deuxième coup de rein, je l'ai laissé dans l'hôtel. Mais toi, elle te voit comme un pêche. T'es revenu quand elle t'a déjà.
Whether in England or France, we do not. Whether in London or Paris, we do not sit on the fence. I got BBS diamonds on me as I sit in the trench. And I think that's where I'm from, we did have to sleep with.
Personally, I rock your body. I promise you go home, you won't tell daddy. I give it to you like you never had it. Screaming, judging, you like speaking Chinese. Now waiting me this, back a boom boom. Now waiting I see, Zaga, cause she know one me. She talks so she know one me.
I know go lie, the things within my mind. When I see you dancing, girl, you got me.
Personally,
I go deal with you.
Personally, personally.